Start your day the Torah way, Northwest London, Tuesday, 9th of Cheshvan, 24th of October. Rabbi Benny Blau, Shlita, the Odato Hayom. This week's Torah is sponsored anonymously.
Good morning. Thank you all for coming. So as we know, Parashas Lech Lecha, one of the, I guess, core aspects of the parasha is Avraham Avinu recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the aspect of Emunah, as the Pasuk says, Vehemin Bashem V'yachshveh Lo Yitztaka. And in Gemara in Brachos, Daf Zayin says that Avraham Avinu was the first person to call HaKadosh Baruch Hu an Odin. And many ask, what do you mean, Avraham Avinu was the first person? There was Odom Harishon, there was Mesu Shelach, there was Noah, there were many tzaddikim before Avraham Avinu. There's many approaches, many terutzim to answer this kasha. But the Rashba says an interesting pshat. He says that Avraham Avinu was the first person that, number one, through him, it was nika, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't just create the world, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu was running the world. The fact that at 100 years old he had a child, that Be'esek Knusa, he had a son, so it was Nigle through him that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the Odo, and that he was actually running the world. And as we know, Avraham Avinu, he actually spread Emunah, he went around telling everyone, Asadar got that HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the world. So he brought into the world's consciousness this Nekudah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu isn't just a Boira. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also a Nani. HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually runs the world as well. And the truth is that it's Mefurish and the Medrash. The first Medrash on the parasha, it's quite a famous Medrash. And the Medrash says, Rabbi Yitzchak Pasach, he brings the Pasuk into Hillim, Shimi Vasuri, Vahati Oznech, Veshichichi Ameich, Ubeis Avich. And Rabbi Yitzchak, which literally means that listen, hearken your ears, and forget your nation, and forget the house of your father. Rabbi Yitzchak brings a marshal. Marshal Echod, show your Oiv Mokim Lamokim, you're going from place to place. The Ra Bira Achas Doilekes. He sees this structure, he sees this building which is on fire. Omar Toibesha Bira Zu Bloy Manik. Can this structure possibly have no manik? Hates its Olav Bal Habira, Omaloi Anihu Bal Habira. That's the Moshe, the Bal Habira, appeared and said, I am the Bal Habira. Kach l'fishoya Avinu Avram, Oimer, Toimasha, Oilim Hazeb Loi Manik. Avram Avinu wondered, can this world possibly not have a manik? Hates its Olav HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Omaloi Anihu Bal Oilim. And the Pashto Pshat in this Medrash, as Rashi says, is that Avraham Avinu saw the Shemayim, he saw the Oretz, he saw the Kechavim, he saw night, he saw day, and through the power of logic, he realized it must be that there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that there's somebody running the world. And there's various Midrashim that sort of go through what Avraham Avinu's logic was, how he came to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Eitz Yosef, interestingly, on the Medrash, he gives a pshat. He says the Medrash is coming to answer a famous kasha, why the pasuk seems to be in the wrong order. It says, Lech lecha ma'artzecha, mimoladecha, mimobeis avicha. Why is it in reverse order? It should be first leave your house, then leave your birthplace, then leave your land. Here it seems to be in reverse order. And he explains, he says as follows. So he says as follows. He says that b'koyach this kasha, he said, obviously it's not referring just to a physical act of Avraham Avinu leaving his house, but it's referring to a ruchniyistika journey. It's referring to Avraham Avinu leaving the previous beliefs behind and coming on to Yiddishkeit. Therefore, it's ma'artzecha, first leave your country, then leave your birthplace, and finally even leave the chinuch that you got from your father. And he actually explains the moshel in an interesting way. He says, what's pshat in this moshel? He says that if somebody sees a house, a palace, functioning properly, everything seems to be going well, beautifully landscaped, the building looks nice, then it's more obvious that there must be a manik to this palace, right? This palace is functioning, it looks beautiful, it's functioning properly. However, if somebody walks through a forest and he sees a burning shed or a burning building, So one can think to himself, okay, maybe a bolt of lightning struck it, maybe there was a forest fire, lav dafka, somebody's actually running this place. And therefore, says Eitz Yosef, and perhaps is appropriate for the current events going on, unfortunately, is that Avraham Avinu didn't just see a biro, he saw a biro de lekes. And therefore, Avraham Avinu, so to speak, got confused. He said, there must be a manik here, because there's this beautiful world. But then he said, but it's a biro de lekes. The Bali Averos seem to be winning. The Bali Averos seem to be on the up. They're being mafsid the world. They're being machriv the world. And therefore, he had this dilemma. There seems to be, of course, the Bira has to have a manig, but the Bira is a Bira de lekes. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, despite the fact, anything that happens in the world is bekavono, even if sometimes it's hard to see, you know, how can things possibly take place, but the truth is that it's all bechavona. And of course this gives us chizuk with what's currently going on in Eretz Yisrael, that, you know, sometimes it's hard to understand, you know, obviously why things happen. But as they say famously from the Kotzke used to say that if you can't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu everywhere, then you can't see him anywhere. In other words, you know, it's not always good news that we hear, but, you know, as anyone that's been following the news, it's pretty evident that unfortunately this was clearly the Yad Hashem. How such tragedy could have happened, al pi derech hateva, is hard to explain. And therefore, as we know that B'Shas Eis Tzorah LeYaakov, the Avoid is, Mimenu Yivasher, the Avoid is to try and strengthen our Emunah, our Bitochen, during the Chevali Mashiach, and that's what this Shir is about today, to hopefully try and delve into what the mitzvah of Emunah actually is. So, it's clear from this Medrash, and from many Medrashim, that Avraham Avinu used the power of logic to derive the existence, to come to the existence of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu must be the Boire, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu must be the Manik. But let's discuss, firstly, is Emunah a mitzvah? Is it part of the Tariag mitzvahs? So we have a Rambam. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs, he counts Emunah as the first mitzvah. Anoichi Hashem Elikecho, Asher Tisicho, Me'eretz Mitzrayim, Beis Avodim. And the Rambam says that it's a mitzvah Rishoyno, the first mitzvah in the Torah is Emunah. He brings a Gemara from the end of Masechtis Makkos, the Pasuk of Torah Tziva Lonu Moshe. We know from there that there's Tariag Mitzvahs. Asks the Gemara, what do you mean there's Tariag Mitzvahs? Torah is Gematria 611. We know there's Tariag Mitzvahs. Answers the Gemara famously that two mitzvahs were Mipi HaGvura. Onoichi and Noyie were heard, Pashtus it means, were heard directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore it's Torah Tziva Lonu Moshe. Moshe told us 611, but two mitzvahs were told to us directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore it's very clear that the Rambam counts Emunah as one of the Tariag mitzvahs. Now the Ramban there in Asogas,
what's 613's one then?
So the 611 from Moshe, and two, which is Onoichi and Noyieh, Lecha, we heard from straight from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As the Gemara says, Poruch HaNishmasen, until the Yidden said, we can't take it anymore, and then Moshe told them the rest of the Aseres HaDibros and the rest of the mitzvahs. But two mitzvahs were heard directly Mipi HaGvura. So the Ramban brings the Bahag, who argues with the Rambam. The Bahag, Reb Sadia Gaon, they don't bring an Onoichi Hashem, they don't bring a Munah as one of the mitzvahs. And the Bahag, the Ramban explains that the Bahag is based on a Mechilta. The Mechilta says, he brings a Moshel, if a king walks into a country, a king conquers a country, and the kings Avodim tell him, Gzor Aleim Gezeres, make decrees, make laws for this new country. And the king says, hold on a minute. First, let them accept my Malchus. After they accept my Malchus, I can make Gezeres. So too, Kaviyach HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, first let me ascertain who I am. Let them be mekabel my malchus. Onoichi Hashem Elikecho. Let's clarify who I am. After they believe Onoichi Hashem Elikecho, memela I can make mitzvahs, I can make gezeres. And therefore, the Lashon of the Ramban, it's not that Emunah isn't a mitzvah per se, but his Lashon is that Emunah is the shayrish of everything. In other words, Emunah comes before all the mitzvahs. Now, before you believe, before you understand, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not shaykh to have a musuk of mitzvahs and averus. So it's a shorish. Sorry.
Is it a mitzvah?
It's a mitzvah. The Ramban clearly says, even though the Ramban in the Bahag says, "Ve'im tia b'chol mokay mitzvah she'ima d'uve heminu sha'ani Hashem." Of course, the mitzvah la yava b'cheshbon. It's not on the cheshbon of the mitzvahs because he calls it the shorish for everything. He calls it the root before you come onto mitzvahs, like the famous Gemara, "Bo chavakuk ve'mido al achas." In other words, emuna is the shorish for all mitzvahs. So now that we know there's a machlokes rishonim whether emuna is a mitzvah or whether it's a shorish for all mitzvahs, let's discuss what actually is this mitzvah of emuna. So I'd like to begin with a kasha that the Rachak of Chizdei Kreshkash and Or Hashem asks on the Rambam. He asks a philosophical question as follows. He says, how can Anochi Hashem Elokecha be a mitzvah? What's his question? He says, if there's a tzivui, there must be a mitzvah. In other words, if there's a commandment, there must be somebody commanding this mitzvah. Therefore, says Rabbi Chizdei Kreshkash, how is it shayach to have a mitzvah of Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Memonashoch? If I already believe that there is somebody commanding me, then I've done the mitzvah. And if I don't believe, then I don't believe. In other words, it's circular logic. Once I understand somebody is telling me to do a mitzvah, then I've done the mitzvah already. So how is it possible for that to be considered one of the 613 mitzvahs? That's the kasha he asks. So to begin answering the Rambam, first of all, the mashal the Mechilta gives, the Bahag, the Ramban explains the Bahag, and this kasha from the Rechak. So we need to look at his Loshon in Yad. The first Rambam in Yisoidat Torah, he says as follows. He says, Yisoid ha-yisoidos va'amut ha-chochmois, the Yisoid of everything, is Leida Sheyesh Shom Motsui Rishon. The Lashon uses is the first Yesod of everything is to know that there is a Motsui Rishon. There is somebody who comes before everything, who created everything. So it's interesting. He uses the Lashon here of Leida, which is tight to know. In Pirush Mishnayos, when he explains Anochi Hashem Elokecha, he uses the Lashon of Lahamin. Hamitzvah Harishoino. To believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Here we use the Lashon of to know in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Sefer HaChinuch, although he's not necessarily coming to explain the Rambam, but he explains the mitzvah of Emunah as follows. The inyan of Emunah is sheyikva benafshoi shah emes kein. To solidify in your heart that this must be true. And he carries on. V'she'i efshe chiluf zeh b'shum ponim. If somebody asks you, Yoshuv l'chol shoyel, sheze yamin libo, you should speak out that I believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even if somebody threatens to kill you, you should solidify your emunah by speaking it out. Actions which permanently help to solidify your emunah. That's how the Chinuch explains the mitzvah of emunah. Then he says, v'im yiske lalois b'malois ha'chochmo, if one reaches a stage where he could be oil b'mailis ha'chochma v'levava yovin, he can understand b'ein of yire b'moifus nechtach sh'emuna hazois shehemin emesubaru iefshel yeis dover built he's there ozi kaya mitzvah seizu mitzvah min hamuvcha. So the Chinuch says two things. First of all, emuna isn't just to believe. Emuna is to do actions, to speak out emuna, to talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to do things which solidify that belief in your heart. Then he says, it's a mitzvah min hamuvcha of emuna. How do you mekayim this mitzvah? In its best form, to come to, as he calls it, a meifus nechtach, to come onto ironclad proof, I guess you would translate it in English, that for ikri emuna. So the Chinuch seems to be suggesting, with this Chinuch at least, we can understand the Rambam and to answer the kashas we had on the Rambam, that it's not just believe. Because then we have a kasha. Well, if you believe, then you believe. If you don't believe, you don't believe. In other words, once you believe in the mitzvah, you've done the tzivi already. But pshat is avada, we believe. The mitzvah is to do actions, to speak about Hashem, to bring this realization into your heart, to even think about it until you've reached that level where you know you'd give up your life for it. Mitzvah min hamuvcha is to use logic if you can, to be able to prove the existence and all Yud Gimel Ikrim. That is the mitzvah min hamuvcha. So you clearly see that the chinuch holds there is a mitzvah, at least min hamuvcha, to use logic, what we call chakira, to be able to prove HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Malbim actually says that that's pshat mefurush. He says that's pshat in the Rambam. Hareish ikra mitzvah leida shiyesh mechuyva metzius. So he clearly says that that's what the Rambam is coming to say. That according to the Rambam, there's a mitzvah to actually be able to come to logical proof that there is for the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and for all our ikri emunah. And he says actually that's pshat in the Gemara in Makkos. When the Gemara in Makkos says that the first two mitzvahs were mepi ha-gvura, he explains that all the other mitzvahs we had to hear from Moshe Rabbeinu. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu clearly in front of the whole Klal Yisrael told Moshe, Amoid Poimod, you stand here with me. We clearly heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Moshe Rabbeinu is a Navi Hashem. So all the 611 mitzvahs we do because we heard them from Moshe Rabbeinu and we believe that his Nevius is 100% correct. However, the first two mitzvahs, explains the Malbim, we didn't even need Moshe for. Because the first two mitzvahs is Mipi HaGevura. And Pi HaGevura, he says, doesn't just mean that we heard them from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But he explains that we can use our own logic, we can use our own seichel to come onto those two mitzvahs. That's pshat in Mipi HaGevura. That's how the Malbim explains the Rambam. And the Chovas Al Vavos, as we know, has a Shar HaYichud. And he clearly also says that one who is able, I should add, who is able to do Chakira, should do Chakira according to his capabilities, says the Chovas Al Vavos. And he writes quite a strong Lashon, that misalim mechakosal, that decides not to, who can, hareze muguno v'nechshav bina mekatsrim b'chochma uvamasa. Someone who doesn't, it's a dov muguno. He actually gives a moshel. He says, imagine somebody who's very knowledgeable in medicine. He understands medicine very well. And Nebuch, he has an illness. He goes to a doctor. The doctor prescribes medication, prescribes how he's going to cure himself. And the person doesn't bechlal go into it, think about what the doctor told him. That's a dova maguno. You understand medicine. So at least, you know, try and attempt to understand what cure the doctor's giving you. Therefore, the Chovas Al Vavos says, somebody that could understand, doesn't understand, and doesn't try and understand, it's a dova maguno. Now, that's one side. Clear Rishonim, the Rambam, the Chovas Al Vavos, that says that there is a chiyuv, at least a mitzvah min hamuvcha, to be able to logically derive proof of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By the way, just to add as a caveat, when the Rishonim talk about logically deriving proof, it doesn't chas v'shalom mean that we start at zero. Kilu, chas v'shalom, I'm not sure if it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now let's try and work out if it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Chinuch says clearly, the Lashon of the Chinuch was, Loshna of the Chinuch Zor, Yovin Ubein of Yire Bemoifus Nechtach, Shahemuno Hazois Shehemin. Well, you believe, you for sure believe. It's almost like a formula in maths, right? You know what you're trying to get to with 100% proof, but you've got a formula to try and derive. You're trying to derive a formula. So we believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the mitzvah min hamuvcha of Emuno is to be able to logically derive proof of what you know you believe. That is Chakira according to those Rishonim. The Kuzari, though, says no. He says, he brings a pasuk. Va'ato shloimo b'ni, da es elikei avicha. So it's interesting, because the Chovas Al Vavos brings out as a raya that there is a chi of da, to know, not just to believe. But the Kuzari says no. Da es elikei avicha means know the elikei, the God of your fathers. And the Kuzari explains that the reason why we believe is because we have a Messiah. David, Shlomo heard it from David. David heard it from Yisha. We have a Messiah. Know the God of your fathers. That's how the Kuzari explains the mitzvah of Emunah. And there's other Rishonim. Shulti Gibori brings a Riyaz where he's very, very sharp against people. He speaks very strongly against people who delve into the Sifri HaPhilosophim and Aristotle. He says it's a big sakono. And he says the pasuk of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu means to hear. It doesn't mean to try and use logic. It's about believing. It's about Mesorah. And he held very strongly that if somebody delves into Chakira too much, then it's a sakona that Chas V'Sholem, he can get swayed into Apokorosus. And therefore the Shulti Gibborim B'Shem Riaz says that, no, don't do that. Don't you know to delve into to go into the paradise, you know, as Chazal say, The Lashon was, even the Gedolei Olam didn't manage, so you don't try and use logic to understand the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Interestingly, the Rashba signed on a Chirim with 35, it's in the Tshuvas Rashba, he signed on a Chirim with 35 other Rabbonim from the region, I guess in Barcelona, the wider regions in Spain, assuring anyone. It was a 50-year Chirim, so it doesn't apply anymore, but there was a 50-year Chirim saying that nobody is allowed to read books of philosophy or to read books of science even, except for medical books, until the age of 25. He wrote a tshuva, he wrote a chirim with 35 other rabbonim saying, until the age of 25, you're not allowed to learn and you mustn't teach to anyone under the age of 25 any of these philosophical works, because chas v'sholem, you could be swayed le darkei hominus. So we clearly have two mahalchim. We have a mahalach that says that the way to come to Emunah, the mitzvah of Emunah, is Chakira, to try and logically use our brains to logically derive proof of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The other Mahalach from the Kuzari, the Riaz, the Shulti Geborim, is Kabbalah. We have a Mesorah, and that's why we believe. So I'd like to try and maybe bridge these two Mahalchim, and to try and perhaps explain what do the Rishonim mean when they talk about Kabbalah, or Mesorah. So many people believe, because I believe. I grew up that way, I believe. Now, I don't believe, if you look in the Rishonim, that's what Emunah Pshuta even means. I think the Rambam, if I may say, even calls that Emunah Tefela. In other words, just not use your brains. Let's just believe because I believe. I don't believe that's what Kabbalah or Mesorah actually means. And the Sefer Ikrim explains as follows. He explains, what does Kabbalah mean? What does Mesorah mean? He says, of course, Emunah means we have to believe with 100% certainty in our hearts. We have to believe without a drop of doubt that in all the Yud Gimel Ikrim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he created the world, he runs the world, etc. But he says there are things which he calls the Muskolos Horoshonis. Muskolos Horoshonis means, he explains, things which we naturally know, either from experience, or because they are so posh to us. In English, these are called axioms. Right, what's an axiom? So I got the dictionary definition of an axiom is a statement or proposition which is regarded as being established, accepted, or self-evidently true. So for example, we all know that there's something called gravity. Now, I haven't got the most scientific brain. We all know there's something called gravity. We all know the whole is greater than its parts, right? Can we all explain every axiom that we know? No, but we know it. It's something which is so posh up to the whole world. There's something called gravity that even if you can't explain, you know, how Isaac Newton came onto understanding gravity, it doesn't matter because we know it with 100% certainty. That's one thing. Then he says that there are things that we believe because we hear them from a trustworthy person. If somebody, Ish Ne'emon, tells us something, he says, we believe it. He says the more trustworthy people telling us this thing, the more we're going to believe it. Therefore, he says, as we know, Matan Torah, he says, was given to 600,000 people. And even though the whole Dor HaMidbar died out, the Moshe Rabbeinu clearly said, Atem Re'isem, you all saw it. He's talking about the children, the people that were under 20, that came into Eretz Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu was telling them 40 years later, you all saw Matan Torah. He wasn't lying to millions of people. He was telling them, you all saw Matan Torah. You all experienced it. And says the Sefer HaIkrim further, as we know, there's no love, there's no bigger love than a parent has to a son. Right? The person isn't meshaker to his children. And therefore, says the Sefer HaIkrim, that if we have been told from generation to generation, since Matan Torah, that 600,000 people, trustworthy people, who by the way reached the levels of Nevuah, it wasn't just that they saw or that they knew, right? We saw the Kailos, it was the biggest realization possible. It was the levels of Nevuah. Therefore, he says, We believe it with 100% certainty, even if we can't use our own logic to prove that. He says it's an axiom. It's something which we've been told from generation to generation by the most trustworthy people possible, by our parents, by someone who would never lie to us. That is why we believe so strongly in our Mesorah in our Kabbalah. And he says that's why the Pasuk Taka says, "Sha'al avicha v'yageidcha zeknech v'yirimloch." That's why it's so important. It's stressed so many times the importance of Masorah and the importance of Kabbalah. And he carries on and he says, the Pasukim v'zoyis habracha. He says, "V'zorach mesir lomoi, lomoi, hofiyo mehar poron, v'asam ruvois kodesh." He says, "V'zorach mesir, hofiyo mehar poron." And the famous Gemara learns from here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu offered the Torah to all the Ummah Sa'ilam. But the Sefer Ikrim asks, why specifically do we stress these two places? Zorach Meseir and Hefiel Mahar Poron. Says the Ikrim, these two places, who's Seir? Seir is Esav. Har Poron is Yishmael. Says the Sefer Ikrim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that the two religions which would most challenge Yiddishkeit would be religions that come from Seir, Christianity, and religions that come from Har Poron, which is Islam. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, he said the only way to truly believe is in a religion, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in Moshe Rabbeinu, as if it's given in front of 600,000 people, with Kodesh, with Rokim, the whole world saw. That is how you believe. However, if a self-proclaimed prophet comes and says, I have this divine revelation, like there, Lahavdil Nevi'im, right? Then we don't believe. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what we said, Zorach Meseir Lomoi Ve'Fiyah Mahaparim. That's how we stress these two places. And he says that's why the Torah wasn't given to the others. The Torah wasn't given to the others because then there might have been a kernel of doubt. Despite the greatness of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, there may have been a kernel of doubt. But then it's very interesting that he adds a caveat to this whole thing, to this whole Musag of Masorah. He says that Lemaisa, we still need to use our logic. Right? We need to use our brains. And therefore he says like this. He says, even with what we've just explained, the whole koyach of our Masorah, he says, if we would be told something which defies logic, we would not believe it. Now let me explain. He says, everything that we hear, everything was stated in Torah, nothing defies logic. It defies nature, perhaps. It defies our human experiences. We've never seen Tchiyas HaMesim. We've never seen Kriyas Yamsuf. It defies nature. It doesn't defy logic. L'moshel, he says, if our parent would tell us the diagonal of a square is shorter than its side, we wouldn't believe it. Because it makes no sense to us. It defies simple logic. But he says everything v'shteit in Torah, nothing defies logic. It defies our experiences. It defies the laws of nature. But as we know, we are above the laws of nature. And therefore, we can believe in everything that our parents have told us from generation to generation. And therefore, we see from the Sefer Ikrim, and the Chinuch says the same idea, the Sefer HaChinuch in the Akdoma. And the Kuzari Betzin speaks to that as well. Kabbalah doesn't just mean, I believe. Kabbalah means that Avodah is to try and ascertain our Masorah, to try and think, where did our Masorah come from? How do we reach our Masorah? That is what perhaps we'd call emunah pshuta, which is unarticulated beliefs. But the point is, that's why we believe. So even if we don't necessarily use logic, even according to the Rishonim that says, don't use logic to try and understand the Kodesh Baruch Hu, as the Chovas Halavos does in Shaar Yichud, but still appreciate what your Masorah is. Don't just say, I believe. Realize why you believe. Realize where your Masorah comes from generation to generation. I'll just finish off with an interesting idea I saw in the Ponimi Iris. The Ponimiris was asked as follows. He was asked, why do we say in davening, Elikei Avraham, Elikei Yitzchak, Ve'elikei Yaakov? Why don't we just say, Elikei Avraham, Yitzchak, Ve'yaakov? Many asked the Kasha, in the Ponimi Iris, and Chelik Aleph, Chuvah Lamates, I think, got asked this question. And he answers as follows. And I'll just give you a Maramokim. There's no time to tell you now. There's a Ksav Sefer on Va'ava Rechecha, which is a beautiful Ksav Sefer, which talks about this idea. And the Ponimi Iris says as follows. He says, you would have thought, Yitzchak Avinu, why did he believe in HaKadosh Baruch? Yitzchak Avinu believed in HaKadosh Baruch because his father, Avraham Avinu, was the God of Hador. What else do you need? Why did Yaakov Avinu believe in HaKadosh Baruch? Because he heard it from Avraham and Yitzchak. What else can you possibly need? Says the Ponimi Iris, no. He says that each one of the others, with their own understanding, with their own logic, reached the 100% MS, this logical proof that HaKadosh Baruch Hu must exist, without just using the Kerach of Masorah. He said each of the others actually reached the stage where with ironclad proof they could say, we know 100% that HaKadosh Baruch Hu must exist. So as like Chazal say, Maisa of a Simon Labonim, and you know, now couldn't be a better time to strengthen our Munah and our Betochen to believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only Manik Olam, whether we use Hakira, whether we use the power, the Koyach of our Masorah, of our Kabbalah, and may the day of Kali Seir V'Chosnoi, V'Olam Litzia Meshiim, come Mekorov B'Mehiro B'Yamino, Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Am